Hunger, misery, disease, wars, and even the consequences of climate change rank among the reasons that increasingly force human beings to abandon their places of birth or of residence in search for some other location where they will be able to solve their problems or feel they will have better opportunities for survival. An updated report from the Office of the High Commissioner of the United Nations for Refugees, the UNHCR, reveals that in 2018, the number of displaced human beings reached almost 71 million persons. I repeat, 71 million persons, refugees, the highest ever tallied by that specialized United Nations institution. That number almost matches the total population of Central America and the Caribbean. Half of the refugees, some 35 million, are children, and many of them are traveling alone, either because they chose to do it or, even worse, they have no longer families because their parents died or got lost. The United Nations Agency for Refugees, that is the UNHCR, notes the reason for deep concern is the fact that many minors who lost their parents are seeking to escape from war and violence. Unfortunately for them, their countries of asylum are usually in no condition to help them, and the children and adolescents fall prey to slave hunters and all sorts of deviates. So far, according to statistics, not less than 3.5 million refugees are waiting for an answer to their requests for asylum or help to escape their tragic situation. The United States is a nation that receives the largest number of asylum requests, most of them presented by Mexicans or Central Americans, against whom President Trump has hardened the entry conditions. It is estimated that almost 26 million refugees are currently stationed temporarily in other nations, while the number of displaced within their own countries rose to 41.3 million persons. According to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, the figures are constantly increasing. One condition to reduce their numbers would be to resolve the armed conflicts in their places of origin in order to allow their safe return. That would demand the installation of social justice in their places of origin to solve many armed conflicts currently raging in much of Central America and to promote social justice and economic development, which would allow millions to emerge from poverty, discrimination, and destitution. An overview of some parts of the world currently affected by violence and destitution shows that humankind has a long, long way to go to solve some of the pressing problems that it faces today. And this, friends, has been Radio Havana Cuba's editorial comment for today. In Havana, I am Alberto de Perez.